I'm sitting down on Lincoln Live today with the police chief for the city of Lincoln, Teresa Ewens. Chief, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Think of this as a prep for your chamber luncheon speech, okay? What do you want to talk about when you stand before business leaders later on today?
I think it's important for them to get to know me and understand me. I know there's been a lot written, and I've done a lot of public speaking about where I come from and what I want to see for Lincoln. They need to understand on the business side how important their roles are in this city, and you know, creating jobs and being part of the solution is definitely a portion of that. Us being a good partner, them feeling that they have someone to go to actually talk to and understand is incredibly important. And so really just talking about that. I mean, I do believe in allowing people to ask me questions. I'm not sure if they're going to do that here, but I will definitely lay out what we're doing currently and where I see Lincoln going moving forward as far as the police department.
Do you feel misunderstood?
No, because people ask me really great questions.
Okay.
And if they don't understand what I'm saying, then they ask.
They'll ask about goals,
yes.
I'm guessing.
Yes.
What are your visions for LPD?
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk about the fact that we have some supervision that we need to really shore up. We have different ranks structure in the LPD, and you know, it goes from officer to sergeant to captain. I'd like to see another level there as lieutenants. And
there used to be lieutenants.
There used to be, yes. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hoping to bring that back maybe next year, at the end of the year. But then also I added two new assistant chiefs to divide up the labor. There's a lot more asked of us in law enforcement to do each day. And in order to make sure that things are run properly, that there's correct supervision, transparency, all the things that are required of us today, we need to really have people to focus on different subjects, whether it be the operations side, which is all the teams, whether it be the administrative side, or projects that we need to start looking at in order to really build the department. And we are trying to build the department. The mayor's office is very supportive of us looking to the future and seeing how we need to grow as a city grows. And so that's very, very important.
I had a good conversation with Sheriff Wagner, who is seeing the difficulty these days of hiring and retaining.
Yes.
As much challenge with hiring as retaining, because if someone wants to leave for a very legitimate family personal reason, mm-hmm. you really as a manager have to let them go. If they're disgruntled, maybe try to work to iron out those difficulties. In your career, and we'll do it pre-Lincoln and now that you're here,
yeah.
Have you experienced those challenges in your career, having to hire and retain good people?
Absolutely. So
it isn't just a Black Lives Matter thing or a defund police thing.
No, I mean, that's a portion of it today. You know, people believe that grass is always greener somewhere else, or they're sold a bill of goods that just doesn't exist when they get there. In San Francisco, we had people always come back. Today, things are different in that, you know, with everything that happened in the last couple of years, people are reevaluating their career choice. Some families have disowned some of our members. This also happened in San Francisco. So, you know, when we as supervisors look at our membership, we have to support them from mental health to what do they need. If they choose to stay, then we're going to support them. It's a difficult decision right now for people to get into this profession, and we understand that. But we are having people applying. That's increasing right now. And I think it's because of how Lincoln PD is structured, but also the community. They want to work for this community because they know that there is support here, but there are expectations of how we conduct ourselves. And so, you know, moving forward, I hope that because of the rank structure, because of the leadership and the supervision, that people feel that they can go to their supervisor or to us and say, this is what I'm struggling with. I want to stay, but, and then us working with them. that's important. I think people need to understand that, you know, having an open door, which I have on Friday afternoons for our members to come and talk to me, to tell me their concerns, is important, because they need to be able to also invest in this department, because they're the future ultimately of this department.
Last week in Minneapolis, citizens voted down the ballot measure to overhaul the city's police department. It was 57% opposed to that. Mm-hmm. Minneapolis, of course, the heart of the George Floyd issue. What do you think of a hybrid structure that doesn't replace police officers with mental health social workers, but is a cooperative hybrid effort of both? Is that possible? Workable?
It's a big investment. It's a very large investment that cities will have to do. I mean, you know, in that state, they have to look at it. They've decided, okay? They've decided they want to keep their police department. Now, how we're structured as law enforcement today is changing, and every community needs to have a voice in that. A lot of crime is based on mental health and drugs. How are we addressing that? Is there a larger picture other than law enforcement needing change? So when you talk about that, like, we're talking about the school system, we're talking about the courts, we're talking about attorneys, we're talking about judges, we're talking about incarceration. What does incarceration mean? We've completely gone away from what that means. And how do we help people get to a place where they can actually not have to deal with addiction anymore? I mean, it's a struggle. People struggle with it all the time. But, you know, how do we create a structure that actually supports people to get away from the bad choices that they've made? Because ultimately, they are bad choices. We shouldn't judge them and ruin their lives for the rest of their lives because of bad choices. We have to give them opportunities to be better. We don't have that structure when it has to do with incarceration. But law enforcement can't be the problem of society. It's a much larger problem. And so I think that we need to look at that. And yes, we shouldn't be dealing with homelessness. We shouldn't be dealing with mental health issues. We need to be a partner in that to make sure that everyone is safe that is working in that area. But ultimately, it shouldn't be up to law enforcement. Law enforcement has always been the go-to. Well, let law enforcement handle this. They can go and do this. Well, when you say, go clean up that corner, what does that mean? When you tell young people, go clean up that corner of drug dealing and gangs. So, but what's the real problem? It's drugs. If you don't have people that are coming in to give drug dealers money, you don't have. It's like business. You don't have a business any longer. So how do we get those people into recovery, into what they need, so they are not creating that business?
In my opinion, I see it as a difficult, dangerous dance. You don't send a social worker into a convenience store holdup when you've got somebody with a gun. Yeah. It's just as awkward to send a police officer into a mental health issue mm-hmm. where someone who's trained in that field can more adequately help that individual. That seems awkward to me.
I challenge everybody to look at how we've changed in law enforcement, what's required. What's required is de-escalation. What's required is time and distance. Mm-hmm. We used to rush in. We used to always rush in to stop something from happening. Now we wait. We hold back. We look at it. We evaluate what's happening. If we can get somebody, and it's not 100%, because what presents itself is what you're going to react to. If you don't have time to really act and stop the crime from occurring or an assault from happening, you don't just sit there and watch. But if you have that time in order to de-escalate the situation, then that's what you do. And I challenge everyone to understand their law enforcement agencies, look at their policies, be part of the solution in bringing us to a level where our communities want us, because that's really, I think, the answer to the issue. And, you know, a lot of people will point fingers, but I think that we really need to examine it a little bit closer.
When I talk to people that are new to Lincoln and say the city's had 7 homicides this year, I go back and see, well, it's been at that number before. It's been up to 10 before, mm-hmm. I believe 2016 or 2017. But then when you tell them there have been thousands of larcenies from autos or robberies or mm-hmm. burglaries, they don't seem quite as surprised by that. But you give them a single-digit number of murders, and they seem to be, oh, Lincoln's a crime-filled city. Too much made of homicides, in your opinion, as a statistic?
It's always been the no offense, but the media's go-to. If there are larger amounts of homicides, then something is terribly wrong. I'm not as concerned about it because I see, and I didn't bring the numbers with me, the breakdown of the seven, but many have to do with gangs and drugs. The larcenies from autos are about sometimes gangs, but mainly about drugs. I ask everybody to make sure that they lock their car and don't leave anything in it. I mean, coming from San Francisco, which was through the roof, I think we led nationally, people were leaving expensive equipment, luggage. I mean, it's just, it's a crime that's like, it takes seconds to do, and you're out, you're done. It doesn't matter if you call the police, because that person's going to be long gone before you get there. But we're giving them the opportunity to actually steal by leaving our laptops, our cameras, our luggage in our cars. And so we need to be better, just smarter. It's not that we want to lock down the city or make anyone feel uncomfortable. It's that we need to really do our due diligence to not be victimized.
Well, citizens have to help out too. They can't leave their car running unattended on a winter day and allow someone to steal it. You talk about the expensive items. Now, I'm included in this group that I'm going to bring up, and that is I moved here from a rural setting where you never locked your doors. You may have never had a lock on your door, and you leave the keys in your vehicles. You come to Lincoln, you try that same practice, you're going to get ripped off, and you're going to be a victim of crime. So citizens need to do their due diligence.
They do. I mean, I did grow up where you didn't really have to lock your doors either. I mean, but, you know, we're in a different time now. I mean, people, opportunists will drive around from other cities. They're not from Lincoln. And try to find the quick money. You know, drugs, methamphetamines are a problem here. And we need to address that. I mean, it'd be great if we could address that issue and access to it, whether it be pills or the drug trade. But, you know, we really need to pay attention to that.
Well, you took steps, you, police department, with the catalytic converters.
Yes.
Creating that ordinance, that $5 permit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to go a long way. Sheriff Wagner equated it to the Sudafed regulations and how that cut down significantly the amount of meth being cooked and brewed and distributed and on the streets.
Yes.
So. This is the fastest 15 minutes of my day. So we'll talk about other things. Gangs one of these days. We brought that subject up a couple of times. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Because I get that same look on people's faces when I mention gangs in Lincoln and how they permeate through some of the crime statistics. So we'll do that next time.
Okay,
all right.
Sounds good.
And December might not be the appropriate month. It's a holiday month. For heaven's sake.
Well, you know, we can always talk about that.
We can always talk about that with the police chief. Teresa Ewens joining me on Lincoln Live.